Shalom, chaverim, yekarim.
Hello, dear beloved friends. Today we're in a very special meeting. That's how it turns out to be every day. And we had the bomb of a morning lesson, so internal, so practical, of work and faith above reason. So in the time that we have together, we'll chew it, we'll clarify it, we'll all be in one common direction as one world kli, which is scrutinizing the next degree the Creator wants to give us. And this morning, Rav talked about the fact that this is our line, faith above reason, our rising to the degree of the created being, the creature, to the Creator. This is the most emotional and special thing we have in our lifetime. And we moved from this reality of the bubble that we lived in to the reality of the Creator, to live in the sense of bestowal, a reality of bestowal, and everything through the ten. In the beginning, it's confusing. Several times during the lesson, Rav said it's good that we get confused, because it's a good sign of advancement as we acquire the next degree. So this is it, friends. We'll do it together today. We'll have these temporal workshops together, and we'll start with a clip from Rav from the morning lesson about advancement in faith above reason. Clip number one, please.
As much as I invest more into the friends, I'll see myself worse accordingly. And this way we advance. As much as I advance to the purpose of creation, of love, connection, bestowal, of faith, I reveal myself more and more that I'm in this opposite form. And that I'm in the desire to receive in these bad vessels. I don't see all of my desires and thoughts anything good, but the opposite. I have nothing in me with which I can grip onto and say, oh, but at least I'm something. No, nothing. I don't know anything, although I learned for, let's say, 40 years. I don't understand. I haven't done anything good for anyone. I caused harm to everyone. I'm bad, in short. And this is what each and everyone feels to the extent that he advances.
So we're talking about spiritual advancement that is unusual, not real, not regular, one that goes against the reason or above the reason. And the first question that we will discuss in a workshop with the friends, but maybe before that we'll say, in parentheses, let's all unite, all of us, all the different languages. We'll unite to tens and rooms in Hebrew, Russian, and English. We'll bundle up together in all the Russian speakers in one room, all the Hebrew speakers in one room, we'll do a nice bundle between us, a special one between all the tens. So the first questions we're going to discuss in the workshop, friends, what are the signs of advancement, the correct spiritual advancement in above reason? In the regular life, we know, friends, we add, we accumulate, we improve, we rise above. How does this happen on the spiritual path? Meaning, what are the signs for us to be advancing correctly in spirituality when we're investing in the friends and working with the friends? What are those signs? And we'll be very happy to have the Holland group as our focus group. Please.
Yeah, it's a beautiful question. I think the signs are that we are, on the one hand, becoming closer in the feeling and in sensation, that we feel stronger, our foot between us. On the other hand, the Creator is throwing all kinds of things in our center of the ten, making us feel separated and giving us alien thoughts. Exactly the right amount to practice and to yearn for this state of faith above reason. Gerard.
Yeah, I agree that the Creator is throwing things into the center of our ten, so that we have to work more to work in faith above reason. We have to make more efforts to strengthen our connection. Next.
Yeah, exactly. just the 10, the friends, thinking of the serving the friends, the 10, and the by serving the Creator, because He's behind each friend, and everything else is all from above. Jorik?
Since I have no idea what it is, spiritual advancement or all these things, I trust the company and the connection of the friends of the Syria, the group, the 10, and together we'll find it. Next.
Yeah, friends. By the way, very special to be with a friend together physically on 1.5. The first time in 3 months. It's really special. But our efforts, which we are giving, this is all. And we can only give this effort because we're connected to our 10. And we can only give importance. We can get only importance if we give importance. This is very simple system, actually. If we all start doing this, this is a net which closes completely. This is what builds the Kli. The efforts from below and the answer from above.
Да, я только хочу добавить, скажу на русском, потому что волнуюсь, на английском еще не смогу, как нужно сказать, и я чувствую такую великую связь между нами.
I'll say it in Russian because I don't know if I'll be able to express it in English. But this is the time that we need to cherish it and use it. The Creator gave this to us, so we'll be able to feel this open field and the singular feeling and the heartbeats and how we're all being united. And we need to feel this responsibility. Each one of us is in arvut towards the other. And this simply encompasses us. And I pass the word.
So friends, we understand that advancement is always in the opposite line that advancement appears to us. We look at our will to receive, it's growing, all those feelings of rejection, distancing. The question is, how can we deal with all these states which seemingly throw us states where we feel some kind of attitude from the friends, from the teacher, that we're not desirable, maybe even a very clear hurt to our ego, a blow. We have some friends that don't want us, that feel this way, and what does the ego want to do in such states? We know it wants to kick, it wants to break out, it wants to leave this path. So what can we tell the body, the ego, in such states? What does our work need to be in above reason when we're working in such states where we're getting some kind of blow to our ego? So let's do it like this. Let's each of us tell, what do we tell our body, our ego, in such states when we're receiving a blow to our ego? And our focus group will be PT18, please. PT18.
What can we do for connection to yearn because besides the connection, there's nothing else that exists. The goal is to connect up until the complete love, and everyone's capable of this. We came from there, but we just forgot. And it's good that we forgot, since we can remind each other that we need to be reminded how there's this Rishimot inside each one of us, a part of God above. If we connect all these parts, then we will reveal godliness. We will reveal it, I promise it to you. And I'm passing it to Benny.
The time being, until we reveal him, we feel like we're being rejected, like we're being dispelled, like we're undesirable. And that's what our ego feels. I thought I didn't want what's going on, and he doesn't even pay. We don't even pay attention to it. This is something that we really need to overcome. This is our challenge, to feel inside your reason that you're not connected to this, but your desire will connect above reason. This is what makes you lift above this. Yes, of course, it's good that you're there, but above reason, think about them. And this is the way you can do this above reason. How will we attain this above reason?
Yeah, the truth is what the body is telling the ego. What is it saying? You deserve it. And you want to go above reason, but you don't want to. You want to work within reason. So look at how Rabash says it, let it suffer, and the body needs to suffer. You don't want to be in cooperation with the friends, so you need to suffer. Offer. Don't suffer, just speak. Zhenya, continue. I spoke already.
I see big, great friends here that can tell the ego, let it suffer. I'm really envious. What can I say? We need to hold on to the friends, to the tens. Because when the ego suffers and it simply shoots in all directions, and we need to see how we talk to it, how to calm it down, how to, with the help of the friends, tell it that you're right, but I need to be with the friends, and continue. Somehow, hold on, in short. Hold on to that connection.
Friends, let's see a clip from Rav that's speaking about this work of above reason, how to be an above reason in all of these states. Clip number two.
A person needs to go through many states which seemingly hurt him, and that he's undesirable, unworthy. And here he needs to bow himself down, lower himself, and say, I am the lesser of them all, I'm a rag, I'm truly nothing, but this is how the Creator created me, and I advance from what I do, because this harm is done by the Creator, and He knows exactly what blows to give me, so that you will be harmed greatly, and truly be almost going crazy from this blow, on one hand. And on the other hand, you won't run away. It's measured really meticulously from above. Don't worry. Everything you receive is measured and comes from the Creator precisely. And what will happen to you will happen exactly with His intention. Eventually, what appears to you as being done by people is not by people, it's by the Creator who is doing through them these actions with you. I take into account only one thing, the control of the Creator in all of reality, and as close as I am to it. But the fact that I decide, that the Creator decides, and He controls all reality, and I feel Him through all the friends, through the whole world, through everyone, and it's all the rule, the control of the Creator. And towards all these things, I need to nullify. That is the point that I need to begin with daily.
So this point, friends, that the Creator rules everything and arranges all of this order that we see in these states in this very precise way, and we need somehow to do this work, that everything is from Him, and to adhere to Him. And first of all, we're starting with this. So until now, we spoke about what the Creator is doing to us. Now let's talk about our attitude to the friends. Let's read excerpt number one from Rabash that we read today, if we can see the sign. When the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But certainly, it would be better and more successful if you could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. So, we have such moments that we really, really see in these senses the greatness of the friends, their good virtues, their exertion and investment, and we really feel where they are and where I am. There are such moments, it's a present, and it's within reason. Why does Rabash say that this is specifically better? Since seemingly, they are in a place of work above reason. So the question is, why to see the friends greater within reason is better if on this background then we have no more work? And the focus group that will answer this is the great Krasnoyars group.
Ну, потому что эгоизм впечатляется больше всего. Потому что...
Because the actions influence the most. They have the most influence. Because we are made of the ego. And therefore, from the knowledge, we are more impressed. It gives us more motivation to act.
Yes, this is all the work that above reason. I heard today in the lesson, the more we're confused, the more there is this revelation. This already needs to be a quality within us. I am passing it onwards to Валера.
Ну да, наверное, чтобы это было примером для нас и возможностью, испытав зависть.
This needs to be this example for us, and we need to, out of envy, to rise above this and to aspire to be there. And this is a good work specifically for my correction towards bestowal. Паша? Yeah, it seems to me that this is the most complex, not to let your ego, for it to hide the greatness of the friends from you, because to envy the friends is very hard. The ego will always hide it from you, and you'll always see yourself as greater, more giving, more investing into the group. And through this greatness, you can live for great periods of time. But if I see the greatness of the friends within reason, then my ego cannot cope with this, and then it's even better for me when I see them as great in reality. And this is how I feel it with my whole nature. Passing it to Maxim.
конечно, да, да, когда родители большими, ему проще принимать от них опыт, учиться, впечатляться. Также и мы, когда видим знания.
It's like with parents that we see the kids and experienced. Likewise, when we see the friends within reason. Very hard to hear him.
Серега.
I think it's a surge.
And so there are several questions, there are several answers to this, just like our friend Mandas was talking during the worship. He reminded us once again that the more we get confused, it's a good sign for revelation. But Rav gave us two answers. One answer, that if at the moment I see my friends as good within reason, it's a sign that now we can go above reason even more. To even higher degree, to see the friends higher than that, to make an effort. And the other thing is that it's an indication to the measure of correction, since this is closer to reality. If all my kelim, I feel the friends, and therefore I see them in the good and right and nice way, it's a sign that a person corrected himself, and then you can be in connection with them. Rav said that the connection is this means to reach that with a friend. And the question is altogether a very simple question. What does it mean? So how do we do this? How do we see the friends as whole, investing, beloved, and all that within reason? What does it mean to go even higher above the reason, to a higher, even a higher degree from there? What's the work that we have to do when we see within reason that the friends are higher than us? And why do we need to do such work and not be sufficed in the fact that, oh, I see them good and high in my current state? Again, the question is, when I see the friends within reason as wonderful, big, higher than me, what is the work that I need to do in order to go even higher above reason? And why do such work and not be sufficient in the current state? And for this, the focus group is going to be Moscow 5 will be our focus group. Please.
Леша, Нестеров, потом Саньку. Пожалуйста.
Меня слышно?
Do you hear me? Okay, great.
Мы всегда видим товарищей.
We always see the friends.
Мы всегда видим товарищей и должны стремиться выше себя.
We always see the friends that they're aspiring more. But on the other hand, if we see the friends greater, we stop in a certain movement towards the friends. But it's truly not so, because we know that this consistency is what's important. This exchange of states is what's important. So even if when we see them as great, we still need to not just stop there, but to go forward. And we can be envious that we see the friends as great, or we can ask the Creator to be equal to this friend that's great in my eyes, for the Creator to raise my ability to give and to be concerned for the group. This is that same greatness that the Creator revealed to me through my friend.
Ну да, согласен с Лёшей. Это и есть наша работа. Знание выше знания, знание выше знания. И хорошо, что я товарищ.
I agree with Lusha. That's work above reason. So it's good that I see the friends in different ways. I don't even know what to say.
Ну, это действительно прекрасный вопрос.
Well, it's a really a great question that if I see the friends is great, why do I need to stop here? Well, there's none as wise as the experienced. And 10 minutes, let's say, will pass. That the system is such that if you're in a movement, even a mechanical one, lesson, work, dissemination, before it used to be in the kitchen, or maybe now you have a certain obligation towards the tent to create an excerpt, to find an excerpt. Eventually, you won't have the strength, you won't be able to do it on time, Or maybe you'll just, you'll hear how another friend is doing it. In any case, the system will not allow you to stay calm if you're connected to it. And this is the greatness of our method, of the Creator that created it. So I have no fear that I'll just stop somewhere. As much as it happens, then there comes a great surprise. Like Itzik wrote the great song that boom, and again you're there with us. I don't know. Коля, maybe you say it nicer. I'm not capable.
Beloved friends, I'm hearing the focus group and I'm really feeling like Rav is talking. The friends, we have great friends that are truly of the work. And what I can tell you from what the friend said is that simply be all the time in above reason. Even when I see the friends, within reason is great. It's according to my current will to receive. It's an opportunity to go even higher above reason. Meaning to believe that the friends are even much greater than that and to seek that. And that's how it is in all the states that are revealed to us. Let's read another excerpt from Rabash from the article we read today, The Matter of Above Reason, excerpt number 2, if we could show it, please, concerning above reason, and we'll read it. As an example, it's impossible to detect any dirt in the house if it's dark. But when you turn on a lamp, you can see that there is dirt there. Also, if one does not do good deeds, meaning he does not engage in Torah and prayer and wishes to draw near to the Creator, he has no light to illuminate his heart and to allow him to see the evil in his heart. It turns out that the reason why he is still not seeing that there is more evil in his heart than in all of the friends is that he needs more good. And for this reason, he thinks that he is more than the other friends. And it turns out that all of this that he sees, that there are friends who are worse than him, is because he is missing a matter of light that would illuminate for him, so that he will see the evil in him. Here comes the question, beloved friends, that was Rabash. It speaks so precisely of our work. It's similar to the things that we would read every day that were so sharp and clear and necessary. The question is this way. We talked about a state in which I see the friends as higher up than me within reason. What about a state within reason? I see them as worse than me. So the question is, why do I see the friends as worse than me? And what am I missing to see myself as worse to them than them? Again, why do I see the friends as worse than me? And what am I missing in order to see myself as the worst of all? Let's hear the Tel Aviv group as a focus group. Please, Tel Aviv. So when I say the friends is worse than me, to the extent that I have a greater ego, and it's myself as what's lacking for me to see as worse, it's the opposite. We need the light that reforms. And the true state is that I'm the worst and the friends are great. Simply to the extent of the light that's in the kli, to that extent I see my reality. So in the ego, when there is no light, I see this opposite state. That's it. When we try to do something good for the friends, for the group, we're trying to advance, to love, that's where we discover that we don't have it. And we discover the more corrupted things. That is where we see something that's more important for humanity to advance, and altogether for everything that we're doing that will happen in reality will take place. That is where he gets this discernment about the corrupted things that he's not capable of doing, where it's not in his vessels to do so. And then he starts to do this now. He has an appeal to the Creator, and he has spiritual discernment.
I see the friends is worse than me, since I lack connection with them. It's all from the lack of connection, basically. If I see the friends is worse than me, it's because of the connection.
I see the friends is worse than me is just because I didn't invite the reforming light to correct the kli for me and show me the truth. What we call turning on the light and seeing the dirt.
Friends, like the friends said, we lack to turn on the light. And this is through actions of love towards the friends, to invest into them. Then we turn on the light, and it lights up our qualities as opposed to the friends. But let's ask like this. If I already see the friends as weak, as bad, something's not right, what is our work, our spiritual work, that when we see the flaws in the friends? It's not just flaws, but in an attitude towards a spiritual path. Their seriousness, investment, all sorts of such things. What is our spiritual work? What does it need to be? When we see the flaws in the friends towards the attitude towards a spiritual path, and we'd love to hear North America One is our focus group.
Yeah, so when we see the friends as lower than us, it means that this is where we need to put the effort. This is where we need to start doing the work. This is where we need to start. Even like Rav said, playing is always a good thing to start with. You play that your friends are great, although you don't see them. You see them as low. But when you start putting that effort and see the friend as great, then the Creator complete, and eventually you start seeing them as great.
Yes, I have to make those efforts to see those qualities, and when I can't, that's my opportunity to turn to the Creator, which is really what I constantly have to be finding a way to do, is keep turning to the Creator, because I can't really truly do anything, and I don't recall who's next.
Is it Joe next?
There's really no line in the sand we can draw for the types of situations we can relate to the Creator. Seems like this is one of the biggest transgressions a friend could do, having a flaw, an attitude towards spirituality. But this also comes from there's no else besides him. And I need to remain in the internal work that this tells me something about myself more so than the friend. And I need to keep that connection with the Creator in order to find a solution and to justify him. TJ?
חברים אהובים, בואו אנחנו נראה עוד קליפ מהשיעור שבו רב מדבר בדיוק על הנקודה הזאת, אז קליפ מספר 3, בבקשה.
אבל אני צריך להבין שקבוצה שלי דווקא הבורא אסף אותם.
I need to understand the Creator collected them. The Creator directed them, and the Creator is the one that arranged them for me. And then above reason, I have to connect to them. And to see them above reason as great. And then I need to try, even out of love and connection, to see them within reason in an opposite way, as they are the wisest, the best, the most corrected of them all. You have to feel yourself as the worst of them all. That's why you're going to go and demand everything they're doing just to be amongst them. On one hand. On the other hand, you need to feel that you are great and stronger than anyone. That you have something special. Just as your forces, no one has, because each is unique. And therefore you go and you invest all that you can in the society in order to support and help them, because they're missing your force. So both from below and from above, in both directions, you need to incorporate in the society, and then you'll see the extent in which you will succeed.
So the work is above reason. We get confused and confused, but we little by little reveal that all of our work is directly towards the Creator, and everything He does to us is all through the Ten and all and efforting through the friends. Let's read the third excerpt from Shamadi 19, what we read today. Excerpt 3. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of the Vikut, adhesion called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive. So it is in order to bestow. Let's read this again, friends. Let's read it again. Enter it together and we'll draw the light together. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvikut, of adhesion, called equivalence of form, which is discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. So friends, the next thing that we'll clarify together is something that we recognize, I hope. We often have all these descents, falls, or these negative feelings towards the friends. We often eat ourselves up. We think we're not okay. We despair. What truly needs to be the right attitude to such cases of the will to receive that we receive, this that we distance from the Creator and from the friends, instead of despairing? So what needs to be the right attitude when our will to receive rises and we feel distancing from the Creator and from the path? And our focus group will be Nof HaGalil.
What's the correct attitude in the overcoming of our will to receive to distancing the Creator? We talked about this before also. There need to be specific rules, whether here or there. We need to hold on to the heartfelt thought towards the Creator, to the Rav, to the Ten, and us, and it has to be above us always. There's always something that wraps them together. And I think it really helps in difficult times, because in the end, that's what remains. Even if I'm half dead, that's what happens.
Yeah, the right attitude is to be happy when there's these corruptions that get revealed. Like we say, if they weren't revealed, there'd be no chance to correct them. But now they're revealed, we can invest into the group, into the book, the Rav, the teacher, the books, and that's what we have.
Yeah, really, right. We're always building the structure where we look for the strength in the Ten, in Rav, group, books, like you said, and seeking this force where doesn't come. It's something from the outside. Shlomo, please.
Our feeling that we're going backwards is because of our ego. The only path to come out of this is in the Ten. Like we say, when the children of Israel sighed from the work, and so there's no other work but to come together and to make a prayer to the Creator that will save us from the state and will bring us into above reason. Well,
the right attitude is to attribute it all to the Creator, as the Creator is the one who stabilizes this state for me. And he creates it so that I will have the opportunity to rise above. And specifically now when I have the opportunity to work in order to receive and not in order to bestow.
I'll start from the end. Anything but leave. You need to remain here with all these things, with all these confusions. Anything, just anything but leave. And then out of the work, working with the friends, and all of the kelim, all the vessels, the book group teacher, then we continue to work here, but we need to close in on that state of Rav.
Friends, beloved friends, first of all, I want us all, of course, the friends in the focus group, and I'm hearing them, and I'm looking at all the friends, and I'm really feeling how we are all specifically in gratitude and joy. Look at all the friends. Look at the faces smiling and happy that we see this joy that we came to the degree of this work above reason, that we're getting confused, that we're going through all kinds of things, and we are truly, all of us, in this gratitude, with this inner song. You can really feel it. And from this gratitude, from this joy, friends, this feeling of upliftment above all the things that we're discussing and the Creator is giving us, this joy where we're adhering at last to the upper. Let's watch clip number 4 with Rav that talks exactly about our attitude to all that state. Please.
The desire to receive that obstructs a person, it comes from above. All of the falls come from above in order for us to ask from the Creator that above these descents and falls, He will bring us closer to Him in return, and even more so than before. And therefore, all of these descents come from the Creator in order for the person to pray and ask for Him to bring him closer to the Likud. So what should we be happy about? By us being distanced from the Creator, since by then we have this opportunity to ask for a coming closer and connection between us and Him.
You
see, to be enjoyed that we have this opportunity to be close to Him. Let's read an additional excerpt that we read today from Rabash, and the article, "What is, for it is your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the nation and the work." It cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect. Then it can be said that he is going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. Above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him, walk on this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. For this reason, precisely through the power of faith above reason, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within man. Let's read this again together. It cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect. Then it can be said that he is going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him, walk in this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. For this reason, precisely through the power of faith above reason, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within a man. So friends, for the finale, let's scrutinize between us. How do we practically do this work of above reason? How in practice can a person rise above one's logic, above all the just complaints and claims that are 100%, this is what I have. So we have reason, but where will we attain that next level, that above reason? Where can we receive it from, that next level? So the question we're going to scrutinize together is, what does it mean to go above reason, and where do we acquire this level which is above my reason? I'll give you a hint or a spoiler. The answer is the 10, but let's scrutinize this. And the group that will scrutinize it for us, the focus group, will be the Ukraine group. Please.
Ну да,
Хавей. Oh, yeah.
What
can I say? We talked about this a lot already in these last few lessons. And we talked about Рамтиха when Раф talked about the restriction that you need to be in this emptiness and just follow the Раф blindly. And we see how our teacher is giving of himself completely for us. His whole life is built around his teachers, and this is an example of where we can take these strengths. That also for me, I want it to be that all of life will be the most important thing will be the friends, the Creator, and to be in this all the time. Passing it on to Олег.
Да, Влад, конечно, это у нас есть огромный пример.
Yes, Влад, we really have an immense example, and it teaches us that the central key in the work is the ten, because only in the ten you can discover the greatness of this goal. You can adhere to it in this huge desire which each of the friends carries within him, in this great love and concern for me. That's where this foundation is built, where you can build this very narrow bridge between you and the hearts of the friends in the ten. Please, Вадим.
Да, мы с вами прежде выяснили, что...
Yeah, we clarified this previously. That all the negatives that we see in the friends, we see it only because we have those flaws. We see it out of our vessels of reception. But about this question, what can we do? I'm not sure how to go above reason. But we have nothing else to do besides what the Creator gave us at the moment, which is to be in the morning lessons, on our meetings, on our events in the group. It's the participation and presence to be in the society that the Creator gave us, which is you. Thank you very much. Валера, please.
Ну, вот мы все это делаем, мы создаем атмосферу. Мы сами создаем атмосферу, которую считаем, что это есть совершенство. Вот. Но теперь нам нужно как бы отменить свой разум и воспользоваться вот этой атмосферой.
We're creating that atmosphere of wholeness. But this will be the head, the rosh of our group, of our ten, of all our ideas. And when we enter such a state, when we completely nullify all of our profits from all these actions, then and in this way it will work that we're awaiting the Messiah. That in the actions, and I'm passing it to Костя.
Конечно, да, действие — это очень важный момент. Почему, в общем-то,
yes. The action is the most important thing. It's also what Rabash developed and wrote. That's what we need to do. The action is a good reason to express, sharpen our intention. And an intention without an action is called a body without a soul. And it's not worth it. That's why what Vlad said also, where we really act in order to fill the friend and not ourselves, is the essence of existence. because we're not capable of filling ourselves.
Beloved friends, exactly in relative to what we were talking about now, there's a moment in the lesson that Rav gave us suddenly that he put together all this light, and there was a feeling, a very special feeling that Rav gave all of the work in Above Reason, and he put it together in such a way that was clear, in a clear way that it's all in the Ten. And I want that we'll hear this right now from all the hearts of this clip, because it's very practical. Clip of what do we need to do in order to rise above reason, above our reason. How do we do this in the Ten? Let's see clip number 5 of Rav.
How will I go above that, contradicted to that? Instead of the force of reception, the force of faith, of bestowal. How will I do that? This is only under the condition that I know what I need to do, what I'm thinking, what I understand, what I feel. And with that, I come to the group, and in the group, I go to rise to the degree of the group and not to my level. On my level, I think this and that. I feel this and that. How will I rise above that? What will I do? I come to the group and I start to see how different they are, or more than that. And then I pray to the Creator to help me rise from their degree. In such a way, we will advance practical work in this laboratory called a group. That's what we need. Spirituality is only inside the Ten. That's why it's worthwhile for you to enter the Ten and examine what your reason is towards them, what your feeling is towards them, and to receive what they have. To bow and be a zero, even though you're Rabbi Yossi ben Kisva. To be a zero relative to them. Then you advance. Meaning the more and the more you bow before the Ten, even though they're beginners, but they want to be connected, and you're one who's up there, if you bow before them, you become more spiritual. You have to work in more connection with the friends, so that through this connection with the friends, the reforming light will come your way and will give you the rising of your reason, at which point you will start working with the group. Meaning the connection is always in the group. It brings you to advancement.
All right, friends, there's no words. Everything is above reason, and it happens in the group. It happens through the group. And we need to take every single moment to pull the friend's opinion, add it to our own. And every moment that we have this opportunity to go above reason, to pray together to the Creator, this is the work. It's simply a great gratitude to this lesson that we received. Really great gratitude. And let's continue together in the work. Out of great joy, we will sing a song together. Yalla, yalla.
No es bueno para el hombre seguir solo. Si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Despierten de una vez, vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez, nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará.
paloma busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de allá. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría el cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez.